Okay, on to another question. So this question about the pagan male phallic symbol steeple. This arises, another question, arising totally out of the blue. This is all after Confused in Australia got exposed for her double-mindedness, her double ways, her deception in Canada. She got put up by the Walter family, then came back, then they sent her back to Australia, and they said they'd never trust her again. She's not the same person in person as they knew online. A lot of things were verified for us. So she comes up with this question about when I talk about pagan steeples on buildings. You know, if you watch my street preaching videos, I, for a long time, have called out, as I preach in front of churches, their pagan male phallic symbol on the roof of their church buildings. It's just another one of their false man-made traditions. And sometimes people look at me and they go, phallic symbol, what's a phallic symbol? And to adults, I will use the medical term to show them their gross paganism and sin. Some people don't know what the word phallic symbol means, and I will tell them it's a penis. Represents a penis. Now, this should not shock anyone who knows the truth about the steeple or who knows the truth and who reads God's word for themselves. Confused in Australia must not have read too much of the Bible, I guess. She said she was studying the Bible, tried to teach it to her for 4 years. By the way, she was united to us for almost 4 years, promoting our website on her blog every day, handing out our website on her gospel card, wanted me to be her headship, wanted my wife to be a spiritual mom to her. And yet now she comes up with all these troubling, hair-splitting, deceptive, deceitful questions like this. Why do I use that term and describe steeples? Let me give you my answer. It's to expose the churchianity systems. It's to be bold and tell them the truth. And it's to imitate God's word. Ready? Let me give you some verses from God's word. Psalm 519. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breasts satisfy you at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. A woman's breast satisfying a man. That's right from the holy word of God. What kind of image does that put in your mind? I don't know. I can tell you what it puts in my mind. It's right from the holy word of God. If you're offended by that, don't read the book of Proverbs. I guess God was wrong for putting that in per Confused in Australia. How about this verse? Deuteronomy 23:1. He that is wounded in the stones or hath his privy member cut off shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Let's look at that word member. The word member in King James, it says piper penis. Go look it up. That's what the word of God says. The holy word of God, that's exactly what it says. You know, the fact is the Bible uses the word harlot, whore, and bastard too. This is the holy word of God. So I'm explaining to you why I will call out their male phallic symbol on the roof and tell them it represents a penis, because I'm being bold and cutting with the truth like the word of God is bold and cutting. Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is a double-edged sword. Hey, let me bring this one up. I'll let you go look it up. Have you read the verse about the men hung like donkeys that had great emissions that women lusted for? Ezekiel 23:20. What kind of images does that put in your mind to conjure up? That's God's holy word. If you're offended, Michaela, Confused in Australia, why don't you cry out to God? In fact, you need to cry out to God to repent of your sins, your lying, your foolish questions, your cloak for your sin you're trying to get, yeah, you definitely need to cry out to God. This is all just childish strife. To say I can't use a medical word when talking to adults that accurately describes and exposes their pagan, ungodly ways, especially after I've done it for a long time, and she promoted our website and watched our videos on her blog, passed out gospel cards, her hypocrisy and her desire for confusion and sin covering for her own shameful ways, it cannot be any clearer. By the way, she's reunited with Patrick in Canada. Patrick stood outside. I have a picture of him. Patrick stood outside a Baptist church with me, and I called out their male phallic symbol on their roof, and he didn't have any problem with it. But yet, he now is asking about questions. These questions, and these should all be answered. So I've answered all the questions from Confused in Australia, and this one about the male phallic symbol, the penis on the roof. Go read God's word if you think I'm harsh. If you're offended by harsh words, don't read God's word. I fear for you. I really do. So I hope that Confused in Australia repents of this foolishness. I hope Patrick and Marion repent of their lies, their slander, their compromise, their evilness, their wicked ways. We want none of you to perish. We don't want fellowship. We don't want communication. You're long distance. You've destroyed trust. There's no point in it. Our website edifies every day. I do have my answers to Patrick's questions coming up. He asked a bunch of foolish questions too. I'm going to answer that to be in the full light. So we hope you all repent one day of your lies, of your strife, of your foolishness. We love our enemies. Repent. Obey the gospel, lest you will perish. God be praised.